Mesechtes Bava Metzia, Daf Pei Ches, the last line on Daf Mem Zayin Beis. In our Mishnah on Daf Pei Zayin Aleph, we discussed the dinim that Midoraisa, based on certain conditions, a poel has a right to eat from the crops that he's working on, and it didn't make a difference if the crops that he was working on was still Mechubel Kaka or Tolsh Min HaKaka. And we saw that this was based on two psukim in Pashuk Kiseitze in Perachav Gimel, Pasuk Hafei and Pasuk Havav. And the first Pasuk states, Kisavi Bekerem Re'echa Ve'chata Novim Kenavshecha Sovecha, the And the second pasuk says, "Kisavi becomes reecha, v'katafta melibos piyadecha, v'chamish leisona v'al comes reecha." After the Gemara went through an entire amud on that peizayim beis, which discussed these dinim, the Gemara ended off that the pasuk of Kisavi becomes reecha is actually extra and is coming to teach us various halachas. And one of the limudim that the Braisa taught us was from the word kinafshcha, and we compared a poil to the owner of the field, and we learned manafshcha ichul pata, that just like an owner can eat crops that are in his field prior to that Gemara. As they aren't yet chayv b'maisa, so too a poel can eat these pears and they aren't chayv b'maisa. And we explain that the chiddush is that one may have thought that since a poel is eating these pears as part of his wages and bal kochach of the balabayas, so we should treat a poel like a buyer of produce. And we know that when someone buys produce, even though it was not nigmar malachtai, but since he bought it, so it's considered achshavei, and a buyer of pears is chayv to take off maisa even prior to gemar malachtai. And therefore, one may have a hamina that we should extend this din to a poel. Mashmon, that the pasuk says kenafshecha, that a poel has a din like a balabayas and doesn't have to take off maisa since it was not nigmar malachton. Keep in mind, although up until this point we were discussing the mitzvah say to allow your poel to eat from your crops while he is working, but of course we know there's a similar din by an animal. The pasuk also states in Pashuk Kiseitze leisach shem shabedishai, one should not muzzle their ox while it's threshing tua. Mara will also discuss if this issa applies to a poel as well. And before we begin, let's point out a couple of dinim that are relevant to Maisa. Number one, even if crops aren't yet chayiv in Maisa midoraisa, however midrabbanon, they still only allowed one to eat an achilas aroi and not an achilas kva. And number two, there's a machlekes as to what pears are chayiv in Maisa. Taisa and apay chasim alaf and many other places clearly states that only dagon, tirush, and yitzar, grain, wine, and oil are chayiv in Maisa midoraisa, while the Rambam holds that all grains and all pears are chayiv in Maisa, and there's a middle sheet that holds that all shivas aminim are chayiv b'maisa, but all agree that vegetables and yurakos are not chayiv b'maisa midraisa, and they're only chayiv b'maisa midrabbanon. Finally, we will see in our Gemara that even if crops are already nigma malachton, but they will still not be chayiv b'maisa midraisa until they are raw p'nei bayis or p'nei chotza, and they are taken through the front door of the owner's home or the front gate of the chotza of the bala bayis. And our Gemara now begins and brings down the machlekes amroim between Rabbi Yannai and Rabbi Yechon b'degei at this point. The Gemara begins, Amar Rabbi Yannai, Rabbi Yannai states, if you have tua that was already threshed and it's in the sodah and it's already piled up properly and therefore it's nigmar malachton, there's still no chiyuv midoraisa to take off maisa until it goes into the front door of the house of the bala bayis. Shenema, as the pasuk states at the beginning of Pashat Kisavoy, v'matal fnei Hashem lekecha bi'atei akodesh min habayis v'gam nesati v'alivi v'lager le'osim v'lamono k'chol mitzvoscha shesiv v'soni le'yivati mitzvosecha v'lo. And this pasuk is discussing the mitzvah of bir maisos that occurs after the first 3 years of the Shemitah cycle, and once again after the sixth year of the Shemitah cycle, and there's a din you have to remove all of your pears from your home. Since the pasuk uses the lashon min habayis, so it's mashma that the only way that these pears will chayiv in maisa is only if they were raw pnei habayis. And the Gemara continues, Rabbi Yechon states, afilu chotzer kavas, that even if it wasn't raw pnei habayis, but it went to the chotzer of bala bayis, that would be kaveyit for maisa. Shenema, as the pasuk before this in Pashki Savay states, Kisichal la'ases kol maaseh tuoscha b'shana shlishes shnas ha'maitza v'nesata l'levi l'agel l'yosef ha'mona v'ochlu b'sharecha v'soveyu. And as Rashi points out, that the chiv of maitza v'nesati l'levi to give to a levi is even mishosh shenichlus o'sharecha, that is even from the time that it only came into the gates of Yechotzer and didn't necessarily have to go into his house. And the Gemara continues, Rabbi Yechon nami yoksib min habayis, and l'chayr according to Rabbi Yechon, the pasuk says, bi'ata ha'kadish min habayis. So why didn't he say that it has to come into the house as well? And Amalcha and Rabbi Yechon will respond, Rabban, that Chatzah Dumi Dubayis, the Torah is telling us that even though that in order to be Chayav Maisa, it has to go into a Chatzah, but that Chatzah has to be similar to your house, and Ma Bayis HaMishtama, just like your house, is something which is protected, and it's guarded, and it's not Hefka, Af Chatzah HaMishtameres, the same din applies B'negei HaChatzah, and the only time that your Peris will be Chayav Maisa is if it comes into a Chatzah that's Mishtameres, and it's guarded. And the Gemara continues, Rabbi Yannai Nami Yoksib B'Sharecha, according to Rabbi Yannai, what will he do with the word B'Sharecha? And the Gemara explains that certainly Rabbi Yannai holds that the only way that Peris will be Chayav Maisa is only once they come into the house of the Baal HaBayis, but the Pasuk tells us B'Sharecha, because Ahumi Boile, that teaches us the Ma'ayle Derech Shar, that the only time you'll be Chayav Maisa is that they come through the front door and the front gate of the house, and Lafuke Derech Gagas V'Kafifa is Deloi, and this comes to exclude that if there are Peris that come into a house, but it comes through the roof or comes through a back door, then there would not be a chiv to take off Maisa. And it comes out that both Lefi Rabbi Yannai and Lefi Rabbi Yechon, that they both agree that even if there are periods that were nigmar melachton, it is still not chayv Maisa until either it comes through the front door of a house or it comes through the front door of a chatzar. And Lefi Rabbi Yechon, he will learn both dinim from the word b'sherecha. Number one, he will learn that you chayv Maisa once your periods come through a chatzar, and he also will learn that the only way you'll be chayv when your periods come into a chatzar if it comes through sharecha and through the front gate. And the Gemara continues, Mas Rab Chanina Chayzar. Rab Chanina Chayzar will ask a question from the previous brisa that we mentioned, and this question will be on Rab Yechlon as well as on Rab Yannai, as we learned in the brisa that the Pasuk says, B'negei HaPoyel, Ki Savit B'kerem Re'echa V'Elchalta Anovim K'nafshecha Savecha V'Elkel Yechloi Siten. And we learned out that the Pasuk says that HaPoyel is K'nafshecha, is like your soul. We learn K'nafshecha Kach Nafshe Shel Poyel, that there's a comparison between the soul of the Baal HaBayis and the Poyel. We learned Ma Nafshecha Ichlu Pato, that just like the Baal HaBayis could eat these pears, and he has no chiv to take off Maisrois, as it was not yet Gmar Malachton. Therefore, Af Nafshecha Poyel Ichlu Pato. So the same din applies to a worker, that he's allowed to eat these pears, and he won't have to take off Maisrois, because these pears did not yet have Gmar Malacha. As we explained, the Chiddush of the Brice is that you may have thought that a Poyel has a din of Lekeach, and a buyer does have a chiv to take off Maisa, because by the fact that he bought these pears, and it wasn't yet Gmar Malachton, it shows that he was machshir these pears, and therefore he's already chayv b'maisa. For the Gemara is halakei chayv, that it's muchach from the b'maisa, that in a similar case, a buyer would be chayv to take off maisa, even though it was not nigmar malachton, as we consider it nigmar malachton by the fact that he bought it and he was machshiv it. Gemara therefore asks in Rabbi Yannai and Rabbi Yechon that how can you say that lekei would be chayv, but in a chinami it might be nigmar malachton. Certainly, we're talking about a case where these pears are still in the field, as we're talking about a poyel that's eating pears while he's still in the field. And certainly in that case, even if you're going to say that by the fact that the buyer bought it, therefore he was achshavei and is considered nigmar malachton, but as the Gemara says, my lab besodo, that these pears are still in the field and they were not raw pnei bayis and not raw pnei chotzo, both Lefi Rabbi Yannai and Lefi Rabbi Yechon should not be a chiyav midiraisa for lekeach to take off maisois in this scenario. He didn't tell me that we're talking about a din d'rabbanon, as the Gemara brought a pasuk in order to teach us that a poyel does not have a chiyav to take off maisois, as we would have a habmino that has a din like a lekeach, just like a lekeach has a chiv to take off maisus midiraisa. Therefore, we would have a habmino that a poel would also have a chiv to take off maisus midiraisa, even though it was not nigmar malachton. Rashi points out, my lab besado umekach loy odiv migmar malacha. Certainly, you can't tell me that by the fact that someone buys pears, that makes it even more than gmar malacha, and it's considered like it actually came into a person's home or into the chata. Certainly, that wouldn't make sense misvara. And the Gemara answers, Amra Papa, or Papa explains, hacha b'tein hoy medes begin of a neif and neitel lechotzas kinon ulmanda amal lebayis lebayis. When the Braisa brought this din of knafshecha kach knafshi shapoyel, it was talking about a specific scenario. In that case, a lekech would be chayiv to take off maisis on a deraisidic level. And the scenario is where there was a fig tree that was standing in a garden and was planted in a garden. And Lefi Rabbi Yechon, the branches of this fig tree and the figs that were on the fig tree were already in the chotzah and they were leaning into the chotzah. And Lefi Rabbi Yannai, the branches of the fig tree were actually already inside the home and they were growing inside the house. And as Rashi points out, and at the moment that the buyer actually picked the fruit off of the tree, the fruit was already in the chotzer, or the fruit was already in the home, and therefore was already roya pnei habayis and roya pnei chotzer. And even though it wasn't nigmar malachton, however, since the buyer already was machshivit, therefore it's considered nigmar malachton, and it also had roya pnei habayis and roya pnei chotzer, as the branch as well as the pears were already in the bias or in the chotzer, and therefore the moment the lekeach pulled the fruit off of this tree, he was was already chayiv b'maisa. The Gemara continues, Ihachi, if this is the case, then Baal Bayis nami nechayiv, then l'chayiv, the moment the Baal Bayis pulls the fruit off of the tree, it's already considered gemar melachta, and because all the fruit needs in order to be ready to be eaten is to be pulled off a tree. For how could the Brice have stated in Manafshcha Uchlo Potter that in this case the Baal Bayis would be potter from taking off Maisa? The Gemara explains Baal Bayis ina b'tein nasai, v'lekech ina b'mechai. The Gemara explains that there's a chilut between an owner of a tree and someone that buys the pyrus of a tree. And as Rashi explains, ina b'tein nasai, the owner of the tree, he cares about the actual fig tree, as ina noiv chashab inov, he doesn't care about one specific branch. Therefore, you have to look at the actual fig tree. The ikra b'chutz, and the fig tree was outside in the gina. And until the Baal Bayis finishes picking all the fruits off the tree, and he takes them all into his house, it's not considered the gemar malacha, and therefore he's not chayiv in maisa. However, a buyer that buys the fruits of a tree doesn't care about the actual tree, and he cares about each individual pre, and therefore the moment that he pulls off each pre off of the tree, that is considered the gemar malacha for that pre. And since in this scenario, when he pulled off the fruit, he was standing in the bayis or the chatzah, so therefore that fruit is chayiv in maisa. And the chiddush of the pasuk is that even a lo lekech would be chayiv in maisa. However, the poyel would have a din like a baal bayis and would not be chayiv in maisa. And keep in mind that previously we mentioned that there's a machlekes as to which pirus are chayiv in maisa b'duraisa. And l'chayr, by the fact where Papa speaks about te'ina, it's mashma that the din of maisa applies to a te'ina, even b'duraisa. And this would work out very well according to Rambam, who hold that all pirus are chayiv in maisa b'duraisa and only vegetables are pata. And this also works out according to the third sheet that we mentioned, that all the shivas haminim are chayiv in maisa b'duraisa. However, according to the Shita of Tosis, that the only time that Yechayiv in Maisa Midraisa is only by Dogan and Tirish Vietza, so why did Papa speak about a case of a Te'ino? And Zok Tosis in Dio Masal, Hacha B'Te'ino Yemedes, Lav Dafka, Nok a Te'ino, De'im by Maisa El Midrabonon, De Midraisa Le Mechayiv El Dogan and Tirish Vietza, V'Hacha Ayo Midraisa, and over here we're definitely talking about a Din Deraisa, El Nok a Te'ino, Lefisha Hay Mitzuyim Be'ineim, we spoke about Te'ino, because this was a normal crop that we were used to, and therefore we spoke about something that was normal. And when we explained Agamara, we explained that according to Rabbi Yanai, the branch was actually inside the home, and according to Rabbi Yechlon, the branch was already inside the chatzah. But the Ritva is bothered by the pshat, as he feels that would not be considered Rav Pnei HaChatzah or Rav Pnei HaBayis, as it didn't come in the normal fashion into the house or into the chatzah. And as we explained beforehand, that the pasuk says B'sherecha, it has to be Ma'ayli Derech Shah, Lafuku Derech Gagos V'Kafifais. Therefore, the Ritva explains Pirusha Neif Samach L'Pesach HaBayis, that this branch was close to the opening of the house and the door of the house, Oy L'Chatzah or to the chatzah, the kashim lachdim mebufim machnisai ikurias pnei bayis or pnei chatzah. When the lekech is inside the house or in the chatzah, and he reaches his hand out to the branch and he pulls off a fruit and then brings it into the front door of the house or the chatzah, that is considered rias pnei bayis and pnei chatzah. Gemara continues and asks a question: lekech midiraisa mi mechayiv? That how can you say that someone that buys pirus is chayiv midiraisa, even though those pirus were not nigrum lachdon? And as Rashi says, that how do we see that the Gemara holds that lekech by the fact that we brought a pasuk to tell us that a poel has a din like a baal bayis and is potter mimaisos? And as we previously explained, without the pasuk of kunashicha, we would have thought that a poel has a din like a lekech and he would be chayiv to take off maisos on a deraisatic level, even though there was not gemar melachton. The Gemara continues and brings a raya that a lekech is actually only chayiv to take off maisa on the rabbonic level, but on the deraisatic level, a lekech has the same din like a baal bayis, and the only way it is chayiv to take off maisa is only after gemar melachton. And the Gemara brings a raya from a brisa, because v'tanya, we learned to the brisa, what is the reason that the area of the marketplaces of a place called Beis Hinoi, which was an area next to Yishlayim, was destroyed 3 years before Yishlayim? Because they didn't listen to that Kanes Rabbanon, and they said that even Rabbanon said something is asa, but since midiraisa it is mutter to do so, we will keep to the letter of the law and will keep to the din Torah. She says, Shemidavrayim claima masha asu midivri chachamim matzuloi hetim minatera. They found for themselves a hetim midiraisa. And the Gemara brings an example of something that will make on shemim, as they would state. And the Gemara continues on that pechasam beis asa to asa vachato, that the pasuk and pasuk a bin a game maisa states asa to asa kultu asurecha yetsi sada shana shana. And next pasuk starts vachato flan shal malkecha b'makom ashiv chel shakin shmei sham. And they learned that since it is a smichas psukim, so they learned asa to asa v'achato v'loy moicha, that the only time that a baal bayis has to take off maisa is only if he will eat it. However, if he sells the maisa, then he doesn't have a chiv to take off maisois. However, they also learned that since the pasuk says tua zarecha, so they learned that the only one that's chayv to take off maisa is only if this tua belongs to you, and they therefore learned v'loy lekech. However, a buyer does not have a chiv to take off maisois. We see clearly from this brisa that lekech actually doesn't have to take off maisa at all, and it's exactly the opposite of what we said previously. As previously we stated, the lekech has a din to take off maisa, even though it was not nigmu malachton, and even on the raisadik level. And now we see that a lekech doesn't even have to take off maisa, even if it was nigmu malachton. Ridva points out that even though the pasuk of v'chatal pnei Hashem lekecha is talking about maisa sheni, and it's speaking about the chiyuv to take off maisa sheni to yushlayim and eat those pears in yushlayim, however, Ridva points out that the pasuk says asa to asa is called tu azarecha hayyete asad shana shana, and therefore talking about all the maisas that you take off from all your tfuis. And then the pasuk says v'chata, and we learn out that the pasuk means to tell us asa to asa v'chata kedimcha maisa sheni b'yushlayim, and once you took off all of your maisas, then you should eat the pears that are maisa sheni in yushlayim, and the rest of your pears after you already took off all the maisas, and therefore you're allowed to eat these pears, then you could eat those pears b'chol makayim. Where now continues that in chenami el medrabanan v'kras machta ba'almo, that in chenami the din da lekech actually takes off maisas even prior to it being nigmar malachton is only a din rabbanon, but midraisa he actually wouldn't have to take off maisos at all. And the Gemara continues and now is al kanafshecha l'mayasa l'chayra, since you now taught us that midraisa lekech doesn't ever have to take off maisos, so if so, why would we have to say the word kanafshecha, as one would never have a havmina that a poil should have to take off maisos prior to gemar malachton? The Gemara answers that in chenami, that now that we know the lekech doesn't have to take off maisa on a derisitic level, in chenami we don't need the word kanafshecha to teach us that a poil is potter from taking off maisa prior to gemar malachton, as there's no reason to think that he would have a din that's different than a balabayas. And therefore, look at the Tanya, we actually need the word kanafshecha for the following brisa. And the brisa states that the pasuk states kisavi bekamreacha v'chalta novim kanafshecha sovecha v'al keli chloi sitein, and we learn out ma nafshecha im chesam te potter, just like if the balabayas is working in his field and he muzzles himself and he doesn't eat anything, then he's potter, as certainly there's no chiyuv to eat anything while you're working in your own field. We also learn out that the issa loisachsum shabidishoi doesn't apply to a poil. As Rashi explains, kasatsa dum shloi lechol, if you gave him a poil extra money and you told him not to eat, or you forced him not to eat, in both cases you would not be chayiv malchus for the lav of loisachsum shabidishoi. And by the fact that the Gemara used the lashon im chasam to potter, it's mashma that the issa would still apply and you are just potter from malchus. But ayin Rashi potter mi lav loisachsum, that you potter from the entire lav of loisachsum. The loiselof mina lechiyuva mikavuchem and kolchamon. The chiddush is that an employer is only chayiv for the issa say, but he's not chayiv on the lav loisachsum shabedishoy. Even though the Gemara will bring a kavuchem, and there could potentially be a havmina that you should be chayiv for the issa and for the lav loisachsum shabedishoy. However, ayin and some rishonim who actually learned that the issa lav of loisachsum shabedishoy would apply, and the pasuk of kedavshcha is only telling us that you potter in malchus and there is no chiyuv of malchus for this lav. And the Gemara continues and will ask another question on Rabbi Yana and Rabbi Echron that said that you're not chayiv to take off maisas until it was ra pnei bayis or ra pnei achotzer. As we will see, the Gemara will bring a mishnah mesechtes maisas, and although that mishnah will be discussing kishuim and deluyim, cucumbers and gourds, which midraisa never have a chiyuv of maisas, there is only a chiyuv midrabbanan to take off maisas. However, certainly Rabbanan will mesachin kein deraisa, and certainly since Rabbanan said that you have to take off maisa from cucumbers and gourds, they set it up in the same fashion as the din of maisa deraisa, and l'chayr the only time that the chiv of taking off maisas on kishum and deluyin would only be once it's rab pnei abayis or rab pnei chotzer. And therefore the Gemara asks masa mazutra. Mazutra asks a question from the Mishnah Masechtas Maisas, and the Mishnah states ezeo goyronel maisas, that as we know the gemar melacha for tfua is once you threshed it and once you piled it up in a pile. The Gemara borrows the term of goyronon, and the Gemara asks what is the gemar melacha benegeya maisa benegeya other produce, and the Mishnah states b'kishum of deluyim mishiyifkasu, the gemar melacha for cucumbers and gourds is once the flower or the bud that is growing at the top of the cucumber or the gourd and that becomes dry and then it falls off, that is the time that's considered gemar melachton and is now chay b'maisa. And as Rashi says ezeo goyronon shalpiris l'maisas sheikar goyron v'gemar melacha lesa ben achilas aroi, this point is similar to a standard din of maisa deraisa, and it's even going to be also to eat achilas aroi, as we explained beforehand that midrabanan benegeya all peris prior prior to Gemara Malachton, it is also to eat Achilas Kva, even though it's still Mutter to eat Achilas Haroi, there's still no Chiv to take off Maisa on the Raisitic level. Rashi explains, Mishifikasu, Mishinotl Pika Shlehen, Vu Perachagodl Bureshe Vidovic Boy, Ulachas Man, who Neufel Batolosh, as we explain. And as the Gemara states, for Amr Abasti, Rabasi stated, Mishinotl Pika Shlehen, that once that flower is removed from the Piri, then it's considered the Gemara Malacha. And the Gemara asks, My Lab, Mishifikasu Afila Besada, that it seems that once the flower will fall off, then it's Chayiv and Maisa on the Raisitic level, and even if it fell off while it's still in the Sada and it wasn't raw Pnei Abayis, you would still have an Issa of Achilas Haroi on these Piris and on these cucumbers and these gourds, that even though they're always only Chayiv Midrabbanon, but the Maisa, as we explained, all Takhans Rabbanon are Ka'in Deraisa, and Lechira, how could we say that at this point you'll be Asa to eat Achilas Haroi if it wasn't yet raw Pnei Abayis or raw Pnei Achatsa? And the Gemara answers, Loi, Meshif Kusu Bebayis, that in a Chinami, the only time you'll be Chayiv and Maisa and you'll not be able to eat even Achilas Haroi is only once this flower fell off and the Paris were already raw Pnei Abayis or raw Pnei Achatsa. In a Chinami, if this flower fell off of the cucumber or gourd prior to being raw Pnei Abayis, it would still not be Chayiv and Maisa. It would still be Mutter to eat Achilas Haroi until it's raw Pnei Abayis or raw Pnei Achatsa. The Gemara continues and asks, Ihachi, if you're telling me that these Paris were already raw Pnei Abayis, why would the Braisa use a Lashon Mishifikasu, which is mashma that the only thing they have to wait for is for the flower to fall off? If Lachir Ashif Kasumi Boile, the Mishnah should be clearer, and the Mishnah should actually say that the only time that Yechayiv Maisa is once it's Rav Pnei Abayis, and even though it's Rav Pnei Abayis, that would not even be enough until it was Yifkasu, and until the flower fell off the cucumber or the gourd. And the Gemara answers that in the Chanami, we're talking about a case where the cucumbers and the gourds already were Rav Pnei Abayis and Rav Pnei Achatsa, and the only way that they become Chayiv Maisa is once the flower falls off the cucumber or the gourd, and Itana Achivkasu, and if we would say Lashon of Achivkasu, have mean that we would think Ad Gamal of Kusayu, that the only way that all these cucumbers are going to be Chayiv Maisa is if these flowers fell off all these cucumbers and all the gourds, Kamash Malon, Mishivkasu, Michi Aschalu Pekusayu, that as long as these cucumbers and the gourds became dry enough that some of the flowers started falling off, that would be considered Gemar Malachton, therefore all of the cucumbers and all the gourds would already be Chayiv Maisa, and you can't say that you're not Chayiv Maisa until all of the flowers fall off all of the gourds and all of the cucumbers. Gemara continues, Masa Mazutra, Braid Rav Nachman, the Mazutra, the son of Rav Nachman, asks another question on Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Yanai from the following Braisa, as the Braisa states, Garonei L'maisa, that the time period where it's considered Gemar Malachton B'negei appears, just like when you pile up Tfuah, that is considered the Gemar Malach of Tfuah, Chayiv Olav Mishum Tevel, and at this point you'll be Chayiv on these periods and it will be considered Tevel, be even Issa Deraisa, and you'll be Chayiv Misa B'dei Shemayim if you eat them without taking off Maisos. Is Misha Tikma Malachton is when you complete that Malacha, the Ezu Gemar Malachton, and what is considered the Gemar Malacha for Paris, Malacha Sachna Sason, it's a Malacha of gathering them, and the Gemara thinks, My Lav Achna Sason Afilu Besada, and it's Mashmar, and even if you gather the Paris into one pile, and even if you gather them together in a Sada, that would be considered the Gemar Malacha, and you'll be Chayiv Midraisa to take off Maisos, and at that point, even though it was not Rav Pnei Abayis or Rav Pnei Achatsa, you'd be Chayiv and Maisa Midraisa, and it would be considered a Tevel Midraisa, and there's a Raya against Rabbi Yanai and against Rabbi Echron, and the Gemara answers, Loi, Hachnas Sosan Abayis, when it says Hachnas Sosan, it doesn't mean that you gather the Paris together, it means you gather the Paris into the house, Zehu Gemar Malachtan, and that is the Gemar Malacha, and therefore this Braisa works out, both according to Rabbi Echron and according to Rabbi Yanai, and of course when the Gemara says Hachnas Sosan Abayis, that's going with Rabbi Yanai, and Lefi Rabbi Echron would be Hachnas Sosan Lechatzar. The Gemara continues, V'Boyisema, or I could tell you that in a Chinami, the Braisa meant to say that it becomes Chayiv and Maisa on a Deraisadic level once you gather these periods together and you put these periods into a pile, and even if it was not Rav Pnei Abayis or Pnei Achatsa, there would be Chayiv Midraisa of Maisois. In a Chinami, Kikam Rabbi Yanai, when did Rabbi Yanai and Rabbi Echron say that in, is only B'zei Sema Novim, is only B'negei olives and grapes, the La B'nei Goyuninu, since it's not normal for them to be placed into piles, and therefore the only way they're going to be Chayiv and Maisa is only once it's Rav Pnei Abayis according to Rabbi Yanai, or Rav Pnei Achatsa according to Rabbi Yechron. However, Avol Chitin Nusayrin, Goyim Behedik Sebei, B'negei wheat and barley, the Torah states Mefurish that it's Chayiv and Maisa once they already had a Goyin, and once you piled up the grain and you flattened the pile of grain, it'll already be Chayiv and Maisa, even though the Tfuah was not Rav Pnei Abayis or Rav Pnei Achatsa. And as the Pasuk states, V'nechshav L'chem Chumaschem Kadogan Min HaGoyin, and as Tosafot points out, this Teretz of Gemara will actually be a teretz for the first question of Gemara as well, when the Gemara asks from the Mishnah that states, Izeo Gorel Maisus, because Shum Vidluyim Mishif Kasu, that Inachanam Rabbi Yana agrees that since cucumbers and gourds are Machlis and Ice and Lagurin, therefore there's no requirement of Rias Pnei Bias or Rias Pnei Achotzer. And Rashi points out that even though when the Torah speaks about Maisus, it speaks about Dog and Tirish and Yitzah, and Tirish and Yitzah refer to wine and olive oil and not to grapes and olives. However, Ba'apim Bechlat Tfuah, that's considered Tfuah, and the Maisa on grapes and olives is Midraisa, the Kimon Labadi Gurin and Ukrisosal and Bias Kavosan Shaimlam Kriyas Acha, specifically Binagea, grapes and olives. There is a din that the only way they're going to be Chai Maisa is by being Ra Pnei Bias or Ra Pnei Chotzer. It's Mashma from Rashi that he holds like the Rishonim that hold that all pears are Chai Maisa, not only Dog and Tirish Vietzer, and Ayin Taisa Dino Maskal Kikom Rabiane, Bezes Manovim Labadi Gurin and U, and Taisa is bothered with the same question, Va'avagav the Tirish Vietzer. And the only chiv of maisa is only after you press them and becomes wine or olive oil. And Rabbi Yana Meir b'shein daitel darchan el loichon. Rabbi Yana is talking about a case where the das of the Baal HaBayis is not to crush them, and his das always was to eat these olives and the grapes the way it was. Chayv la'asim elatir b'riyas pnei HaBayis, and you be chayv to take off maisa on the rishonic level once it's raw pnei HaBayis. And even though Tosis learns that the only time that the chiv of maisa is only by dog and Tirish Nitza, however, grapes and olives are also included in Tirish Nitza, and there's a chiyuv to take off maisus, even midraisa, on grapes and on olives. The Gemara continues and goes back to the original din that we were speaking about, that a Baal HaBayis has an obligation to allow his poel to eat while he's working, and the Gemara states, Eshchan Adam b'mechuba v'shar b'tolosh, so we know that a person has a right to eat while he's working on something that's attached to the ground, and we also know that a shar has a right to eat while it's working on something that's tolosh from the ground. And as the Pasuk says, and certainly the Torah is specifically talking about a case where the shor was threshing, and threshing is done on periods that are already tolosh min hakaka. The Gemara now is, Adam and tolosh min alon, how does the Mishnah know that a person has a right to eat periods while he's working in the Sada de Baal HaBayis, and he's working with something that's already tolosh min hakaka? And the Gemara will ask a similar question, b'negei shor b'mechuba. And the Gemara states, kavachim mishor, that we learned this out from a kavachim from the shor, umash shor she'ina eichel b'mechuba, that just like a shor, it's not mefurish in the pasuk that he has a right to eat when it's something that's attached to the ground, and still the Torah specifies that he's allowed to eat when he's working with something that's detached from the ground, as the pasuk says, l'shachem shor b'dushay, adam sh'eichu b'mechuba, in din sh'eichu b'talish. So b'negei a person where the Torah specifies that he's even allowed to eat while the item is attached to the ground, so certainly a person should have the right to eat while he's working with something that's already detached from the ground. And as we explained, although the Gemara stated, mashor sh'eino eichu b'mechuba, even though at a later point of the Gemara we will see that the Issa of Leisachsoim applies to a shor even b'mechuba. However, as Rashi says, she'ino yichub b'mechuba klima de le'eshchal and behedya, that we don't find it mefurish in the pasuk. However, I in the Baal Taisa dido maskal u'mashor she'ino yichub b'mechuba, that Taisa says maskana dorish a shor yichub b'mechuba, then the maskana sagamara we could come up with a drasha that a shor actually has a right to eat b'mechuba, and the Issa of Leisachsoim applies even by mechuba. B'hashta katalim maskal daite. However, at this point, the Gemara did not know that, and that's why the Gemara thought that it would have a val kavachimba, and it states umashar she'ina eich b'mechuba. Chayis points out that in Chanami, the Gemara could have slugged up this kavachimba based on the maskanas Gemara. However, zaktayis v'lav hachi loy koy. But even without asking this question, we have another question in order to show that this kavachimba is not valid. Chayis then asks, v'im taima may ovid kavachimba she'ina emes l'fi maskana. Why is the Gemara bringing a kavachimba that's not actually a val kavachimba l'fi the maskanas Gemara? If Havali Lameva Kavachimo, Lemaisa, at least the Gemara should have asked a question that makes sense even if you're Maskana, and it could have brought a Kavachimo as follows, Umasha, Shiatu Matsubal Achyosa, Oichol, etc. And as we will see in a moment, and Lachir, that would have been a better way to bring the Kavachimo. And Taisa says, Vishlema, Dinichli Last Kavachimo, Machila, Bishas Malacha, Shabalumoid, even though the basis for the Kavachimo is not really correct. The Gemara continues and slugs up the Kavachimo and states, Malashosh, Kinatu Matsubal Chisumasoi, that maybe in the Gay Shar, there's an issa to eat betolish because the owner has an issa to muzzle the shar. However, b'negei a person, since there is no issa for the Baal HaBayis to muzzle the worker, so maybe the poel doesn't have a right to eat anything that's tolish. However, the Gemara says that we should say that a person actually does have the tzivoy and does have the lav of loisachsim. It would be based on the kav v'chayma from the din of shar. That just like b'negei a shor, that the pasuk of does not apply, and you don't have a tzivui to keep it alive, and it's still mitzvah to give it food and not to hold it back from food while it's working, as an isav le'sachsim shabedisha, and you can't muzzle it. Adam shatam mitzvah l'achiyosei, and certainly been a gay person, what is a tzivui to keep him alive, as the pasuk said, and you didn't shatam mitzvah l'chisimasei, then certainly there should be an isav lav of le'sachsim been a gay person, and we should learn from a kavu chaymer from the din of shara. The gemara continues on makra that we saw previously that the pasuk says kinafshecha. We learned out kinafshech shel poel. As we mentioned previously, we have a limud that compares the din of a poel to the din of the balabayas. And as we learned, manafshechem chesamta potor af poelim chesamta potor. That just like benegay the balabayas himself, that if he muzzles himself, certainly is potor, as there is no issa for a poel to muzzle himself while he's working, and therefore the same din applies to a poel, that there is no issa for a balabayas to muzzle a poel, even though there is a mitzvah say to allow the poel to eat while he's working. And at this point, we shlugged up the kavu chaymer, and therefore we don't have makar as to how we would know that a poel has a right to eat, even betolush. And therefore the Gemara says, ve'ala adam betolush minolon, and the Gemara says, amakra, that the pasuk says, kama kama beis pamim, and after the pasuk states, kisave bekamas re'echa, ve'ketafta melidlis biyadecha, ve'charmish le'sanef al kamas re'echa, and since it says the lashon kama twice, the Gemara and that pezayin on beis only used the word kama once in order to teach us, kol bali kama, that a poel has a right to eat any peiris and any item that's attached to the ground. And since the second word kama is extra, so since it's not needed to teach us the din of Adam that he's allowed to eat something that's attached to the ground, the extra word kama is coming to teach us that a person that's working in a field is working with peiris that are detached from the ground has a right to eat those peiris as well. And the Gemara continues, Rab Ami states, Adam Metolish Leitzarachra, the din that a person that is a poel has a right to eat from those items that are detached from the ground doesn't need any pasuk, as ksiv that says benegeya a poel that's working in a vineyard kisavi bekerem recha, when you come into the vineyard of a friend, that doesn't specify anywhere in that pasuk that we're talking about a case where the person went into the vineyard in order to work on the vines while the grapes were still attached to the vines, as mila iskina shesach lekesav, as who said that the pasuk isn't talking about a scenario where the owner of the vineyard hired you in order to carry the grapes that were already cut off the vines. Even so, on Rachman Alecho, that the Torah says that you have a right to eat these pears, and therefore, from the pasuk itself, we see that a person that's a poel and working in a field has a right to eat the pears, even if those pears were talush and they were already detached from the ground. And the Gemara now continues with a similar shakal taya benegeya shor b'mechubah, and the Gemara states shor b'mechubah benolon. How do we know that the issur l'sachshim shor b'dishai applies even when a shor is working in a field where the pears are still attached to the ground? And once again, the Gemara starts off with the kavu chaymer, and the Gemara states kavu chaymer adam, that we would think that we would learn from a kavu chaymer from a person adam sheino eichel betolish eichel b'mechubah, that just like being a gay adam, where the Torah doesn't specify mefurish that he could eat betolish, he still eats b'mechubah. Therefore, we learn a kavu chaymer that shor sheichel betolish ein din sheichel b'mechubah. If the issa of lo sachsim shor b'dishai applies to a shor when he's working on a field that has detached grain, so certainly the issa of lo sachsim shor b'dishai applies to a shor when it's working on a field when the grain is still attached to the ground. Keep in mind that this kavu chaymer doesn't work out according to Rab Ami, as Rab Ami actually stated adam mitolish loitzar kra as ksiv kisavi bekerem echa, and we're talking about a case of tolish, and therefore the kavu chaymer could not be my adam shein achu betolish achu b'mechuba, as it seems pretty mefurish in the Torah that a person can eat while the item is tolish. And l'maisa the Gemara continues and says that this kavu chaymer doesn't even work out even if we don't learn like Rab Ami, and even if it's not mefurish in the pasuk. And as the Gemara says, malo adam shekinatu mitzvah l'achiyosei, and maybe the reason why a person could eat b'mechuba is because the owner has a chiyuv to keep him alive, and there's a mitzvah of a chayechicha imach, and tayim b'shar shiatu mitzvah l'achiyosei. However, there is no mitzvah of a chayechicha imach b'negei ashar, and maybe that's why there is no issa of l'sachsim shor b'dishai when the peiris or the grain is still attached to the ground. And the Gemara asks, v'hishar mitzvah l'achiyosei mekav v'chayma, that maybe the mitzvah of a chayechicha imach should apply to ashar based on a kav v'chayma, u'ma'odim shiatu mitzvah l'chisimasatu mitzvah l'achiyosei. Since we find b'negei a person that even though there is no issa of l'sachsim shor b'dishai, there's still a mitzvah to keep him alive, so shor shatu mitzvah chesimasai. So benegei shor, since there is an issa of lesachsim shor b'dishai, and din shatu mitzvah achiyosai, so certainly there should be a mitzvah to keep it alive. The Gemara responds, "In a chadami, you may have a kavu chema, but on makra, the pasuk says v'cheyachichimach achicha v'leishor, and we learn out that it's only relevant to your brother, and it's only relevant to an adam, and not to a shor." And the Gemara continues, "V'al shor b'mechub minolan." Now, how do we know that Issa Leisachshim Shal B'dishai applies to a shar even when the piris or the grain is still attached to the ground? Amakra, the pasuk says, Re'echa Re'echa Beis Pamim. The pasuk B'negei Kerem states, Kisavi B'kerem Re'echa V'chata Novin K'nafshe Chasavecha V'alkevich Leisitein. The pasuk then continues and says, Kisavi B'kerem Re'echa. And even though on that Pei Zayin Re'beis B'negei Kerem Re'echa, we learned out V'lei B'kerem Kuti. And according to the Ma'an Amad that said, Gezel Kuti Muta, we learned B'kerem Re'echa V'lei Shel Hegdish. However, the second word Re'echa is extra, and therefore, once again, we say the same idea in Adam B'mechubah, since we don't need the word Re'echa to teach us anything but the Gei Adam B'mechubah, even though these psukim are not discussing the case of a shah, but Tanayo in the shah B'mechubah, therefore we see that the word Re'echa is teaching us that the Issa of Leisachshim Shah B'dishai even applies to a shah that is working in a field that has peiris or grain that's still attached to the ground. And the Gemara continues, Ravina Amar, Ravina states, Le'odam B'talish Le'shah B'mechubah Tzrich Yikroi, that really we don't need an extra pasuk to teach us the din that a poel has the right to eat while he's working on a field that has its grain detached from the ground, and that is an issa of leisachshim shah b'dishai when a shah is working on a field that has its peiris attached to the ground. And the reason is dechsev, as the pasuk in Gisetze states, leisachshim shah b'dishai, and we continue on that pei tesam alv and mechti, let us see, called milius no bechasima. Then really, since the pasuk states leisachshim shah b'dishai, so we know that includes all animals and not only a shah. And the reason why we know this is the alfinu shah shah mishabes, is that any time the Torah says lashon of shar, we learn now from the pasuk b'negei Shabbos that states leisasa kol malacha ato vincha vitecha va'avducha v'amasecha v'sharcha v'chamarcha v'chol b'mtecha. And since the Torah is in kol b'mtecha, therefore it tells us that whenever it says the word shar, it includes all animals as well. Im kein, if the pasuk is not telling us that the only time that the issa of chasima applies is b'negei shar, not to any other animal, so lichta rechmana leisadish b'chasima, the Torah should have just specified a general issa and said that you never let a muzzle any animal that's threshing or working in a field. Shar de kosav rachmana l'omli, so why did the Torah actually say the word shar b'negei the issa leisachshim shar b'dishai? Lakushe chaysel nechsam v'nechsam l'chaysam. It was done in order that we should compare the dinim of the behemoth that's being muzzled and the owner who is putting the muzzle on the behemoth, and we will also learn the dinim of a person from the dinim of shar. And as Rashi says, Lakushe chaysel nechsam adam l'shar v'shala adam l'in yachilas paylim, and this will teach us dinim b'negei poil and b'negei worker. As the Gemara now explains, just like a person has a right to eat while he's working b'mechuba, as it's mashma from the pasuk, because the pasuk's talking about kama, and therefore we learn af nechsam eichu b'mechuba. So the same din applies to the issa leisachshim shah b'dishai, that even though it's mashma that we're talking about something which is already not mechuba l'kaka and it's talish bin l'kaka, as he's threshing something which is already detached from the ground, however we will makish the din of shar to the din of adam, and adam is talking about a case of mechuba, and therefore b'negei shar, the issa leisachshim shar is also talking about mechuba. And the same holds true, exactly the opposite, and just like we find b'negei an animal that the issa of the Torah is leisachshim shar b'dishai, and it's talking about something which is talish bin akaka, therefore the mitzvah to allow your poel to be able to eat while he's working is even talking about a case where the item was detached from the ground. And we will stop over here.